How were the roads then?
Well, there wasn't nothing but dirt roads. And there wasn't no, there was nothing else. I mean, there wasn't no convenience whatsoever of no kind.
How'd you get around?
You went in a horse and buggy, a wagon. You didn't.
Well, was it railroad you could still take?
Yes, railroad would come through right down here.
Yeah.
But where was no, you didn't see no TV, no radio, no electric lights.
Well, how did the young
water systems?
How'd the young boys go off to see young girls or anything?
They didn't go. I mean, except when horse and buggies right around there. The parents knew there's somewhere. For instance, my daddy had 8 boys and 6 girls raised here.
There were still more houses in the country around here than there is now, weren't there?
I mean,
there
were obviously. Yes, there was houses, you see, because a fellow didn't tend but about 30 to 35 acres of land to a one-horse farm.
Well, you were here during the Depression too, weren't you?
Oh yes, I sure was.
Is that when a lot of people moved away? Most
that's
of them
when
did?
Most of them left.
Yeah.
Started leaving the farm.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't sell nothing over. It was on the farm. You know, back there, what we call the Hoover days.
Yeah.
I mean, in the Depression days.
Because you
could raise something to eat, but that was it. I mean, you had to raise something to eat, but you didn't get no money.
Right. Well, was the cotton land pretty bad then? I mean, was it about worn out?
Well, what the trouble was, they couldn't sell it. I mean, you could make it, but it wouldn't give you 5 cents a pound, right?
Yeah.
Well, what would you get with $25 for a bale of cotton? The average farmer made about 5 or 6 bales of cotton.
Well, tell me something. When you were a little boy, did you have a custom such as we have up in West Virginia? Did you ever go barefoot or anything like that?
We went barefooted all the winter.
And
summer.
What kind of clothes did you usually wear? I mean, what
overall,
style?
Just, most of it was just overalls, you know. I mean, shirts, blue, you know, just common, very common clothes.
Very interesting.
We didn't, but see, this country back then, way back y'all, was all it go was cotton. I mean, we had corn and stuff like that, but the money crop was cotton. But see, now it's done changed now.
When was the highest price they reached? Was it about 1926 and 27?
What, cotton?
Money on cotton.
Let me see, it was during World War I.
Yeah. About 14 to 18.
Yeah, it was. Cotton went to his highest peak.
Yeah, I couldn't remember exactly what I was reading about it.
And then it went back up to 40 cents during World War II.
Yeah. Well, right around here now, do they have? They don't raise much cotton, do they?
Oh
no.
Oh yeah.
Still.
Do you have cotton baling machines like you bale hay? I mean,
you gin cotton.
Yeah, bale.
You ain't never seen no cotton gin?
No, I haven't.
That's about right up here now. It's putting in $150,000 gin up here.
They must still raise quite a bit of cotton.
Well, you see, it used to be everybody grew cotton, but now they don't. Now I have this little farm here. For instance, I raised my children, me and my wife, and my 2 sons. Well, this was. Farm been here for